It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Coach, looking at this result, 72-59, give us your observations. We know Rhode Island is a very good basketball team.
Well, they gave us their best punch. I thought they shot the ball exceptionally well, particularly at three at the end of the clock. They made a couple of shots at the end of the clock that were very pivotal. But their objective was to run us off the three-point line, and I think there were two problems we had offensively. We shot 20 for 32 from the two. So that's a pretty darn good percentage. That's about 62%. Mm-hmm. So we shot 62% on twos, but then we shot 4 for 17 from threes. And I thought our threes were open threes but rushed threes. We were not prepared to shoot it. We shot it because we were open, not because we were prepared. So I think that was one ingredient that really killed us. And then the second ingredient I thought was the very, very costly turnovers. We had maybe four of them that led to immediate baskets. And then the third thing was the offensive glass. You saw that every time we'd get a stop, and I think we got some really good stops. I thought our defense was fairly effective for a good part of the game. But we gave up transition baskets because of the turnovers. We gave up second shot opportunities because of offensive rebounding. And we just can't have those kind of mistakes against a team as good as Rhode Island is. And they're good. They're very good. Let's not debate that. They're number 18 in the country. My sense is they'll be probably 15 or 14 this week. They start, Matthews is a redshirt senior. Robinson's a redshirt senior. Terrell's a senior. Jarvis Garrett comes off the bench and got 17 points. He's a senior who started for 2 years. So they're pretty darn good.
Now we look at second chance points. 9-2. They had 7 at halftime. Going back to the rebounding, I want to ask you, how deflating is it? Because some of those happen in late shot clock situations when guys make a good defensive stand and then they're able to come away with a board at that point.
This is why it happens. There's penetration, and our entire team gets into the paint. And then they kick it out, and with our team still in the paint as they kick out and shoot at the end of the shot clock, now our guys are in the paint and their guys are running from the arc. And when they're running from the arc, we're trying to make a decision now. Do I go greet them and hit them? Do I jump? And how many of those bounced over our head? And, of course, Langevin's an incredible rebounder. He only had 8 tonight, but, boy, in that first half, when he got 2 or 3 of them that were man-sized rebounds. But you understand that dynamic. Rusty hit a guy twice, maybe 3 times, and each time he hit him, the ball bounced over his head. And no fault to Rusty's. It just that's the way the bounce went. And, of course, it was a long shot, long rebounds. And, of course, they're significantly more athletic than us, and that's going to happen.
Coach, you had, if I did my math right, the rounds were 5 for Rhode Island, 1 tie, and then 4 for Davidson.
Correct.
But the tough part was when you lost a round, you lost it by 8 points, 5 points.
Yeah, there was one that was 8, and I think there was one that was 7. So we let 2 rounds knock us out,
yeah.
You know, and that should never happen. And I think in both of those rounds, it was a round in which there were 2 pivotal turnovers that led to empty possessions on one end and 4 points on their end. So, in essence, that's an 8-point turnaround right there.
Yeah. You look at E.C. Matthews, we knew Jeff Doughton handling the basketball. Didn't do it well tonight. 4 turnovers, just 5 assists. And then Jared Terrell, those guys were held in check overall. How impressed were you with how their bench stepped up and contributed?
You know, I think the two guards, number one, number two, Jarvis Garrett and Fats Russell, they came in and buried 6 of 10 from 3. They got 27 points. And, of course, Langevin came off the bench and got 14 points. So they had 3 guys off the bench in double figures, and they outscored us on the bench 41-12. And, we had no answer for that.
And lastly, Coach, what was your message or immediate message to the guys in the locker room?
Well, the first message was that we did not give them our best shot. They gave us their best shot. and decision-making was a vital part of this game. They sped us up. We knew they were going to speed us up, but we made the decision to be allowing them to speed us up. And I think we need to show more toughness on the glass, and I think we need to show more toughness with the use of the dribble, because I think, as I've said since day one here, anytime the dribble is used foolishly, it's going to kill you. If you use wisely, you're going to eat from it. But we did not use it very well tonight.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Head Coach Bob McKillop here courtside following a 72-59 setback here on the road against Rhode Island.